USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the first woman to raise allegations of sexual misconduct against him years ago will both be testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. However, they will testify separately, Kavanaugh strongly denying the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford. Meanwhile, Democrats say, with other women accusing Kavanaugh as well,
Republicans need to immediately suspend the proceedings related to Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. And the president must order the FBI to reopen the background check investigation.
That's Senate Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer speaking. The Fed bumping up its key interest rate yesterday by a quarter point. President Trump says he's not pleased at that news. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
California Governor Jerry Brown offering something for those on both sides of the gun debate. He yesterday vetoed a bill that would have expanded the list of people who can ask for a gun restraining order, but he signed a bill requiring anyone applying for a concealed weapons permit to complete minimum training standards. The search continues for a 6-year-old boy with autism who ran away from his father during an outing on Saturday near Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Maddox Ridge was last seen wearing an orange T-shirt and black shorts. His father, Ian, spoke to reporters.
It's torture. I just want my little boy back home. I want to know he's safe. I want to give him a big hug as soon as I see him.
Police say they've searched thousands of acres, drained a lake, and conducted hundreds of interviews to find the boy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
6 weeks before the midterm elections, and voter enthusiasm is at its highest level for a midterm in more than 2 decades, according to the Pew Research Center study that finds 72% of registered voters say that which party will control Congress is going to be a factor in their votes. Democrats holding a 10-point lead over Republicans overall on a generic ballot. If the election were today, 52% of registered voters in this survey say they would vote for the Democrats. 42% saying they would vote for the Republican. 2/3 of Democratic voters say they're more enthusiastic than usual about voting. The number is about 59% for Republicans. Uber is paying $148 million to settle a 2016 data breach. The national settlement was announced yesterday by California's Attorney General and the San Francisco DA. They say California is getting 18% of it, or $26 million of that total. Uber waited a year to report the hack, which exposed the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers over several states. The delay violated California law requiring immediate notification, and when it took action, the other states signed on to the lawsuit. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.